Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is the commentary for Friday, July 1st, 2022 by Crom Carmen.
Now, Michael, this commentary is not being said in reaction to all of this hubbub about Larry Arnn and Governor Lee. I actually had this commentary ready last night based on some articles that I have read recently about education. And this is a story in this is from Newsmax, and the headline is "How to Really Be an Anti-Racist," and the answer is teach black children to read. Okay, now then the article goes on to talk about what a terrible job our current public school system is doing in teaching black children to read, and so you have to ask the question. If our system, and I would ask this to the guest who was on here, and I would get the data, and I would hold it up, and I would say, if you're doing, and I think that probably in Davidson County and Shelby County in particular, I would be willing, without even seeing the data, but seeing national data, and listening to people talk about our school systems, and having participated in our school system for 15 years, many years ago, but still as a junior achievement volunteer, I would be willing to bet that they would be ashamed of the data on how black children are performing in our government-run schools. And I'm not going to talk about the magnet schools because they're the exception. They're not the rule. But here's the national data. The percentage of fourth graders who are reading below the NAEP's basic level. And by the way, the NAEP's basic level is not a high level. It's a pretty kind of a minimum standard, okay? So all fourth graders, 34%. Hispanic fourth graders, 45%. Black fourth graders, 52% are below level. Now, I'm not going to say, because I didn't hear the context of the whole statement, and I don't know what the whole speech was about, but if the speech was generally about our failing government-run school systems, using the word dumb would apply to anyone who supports the current system, because it is an abject failure. Hold the numbers up. If they still defend it, they're dumb. Okay? And that might include the guest who was on the show. I'm not defending Larry Arnn. I'm attacking the system. And anyone who supports a system that fails 52% of black fourth graders, that's nationally. But, Michael, I hope your paper will take it upon itself to find out what the data is, in particularly in Davidson County and Shelby County, because those are our two largest counties. They have large black and Hispanic school children populations. And we ought to find out what that data is. And if people are enraged by what Larry Arnn said, then they ought to stand up and be really enraged if the data locally is equal to the data nationally. So that's my commentary, and I'm laying down the gauntlet and hoping that your paper will find the facts, and then let's have a conversation about whether or not our government-run school systems, and that is what they need to be called. They are run by the government. Whether or not those who support that system, if the data is terrible, are dumb, or if they're just being paid to support something that's indefensible.
And that is a strong commentary from you, Crom.